You know, I told our coaching staff that I was willing to do whatever I can to help the team win. And, you know, whether that be kicking, holding, punting, playing running back, whatever they need me to do.
Range, wow.
Depends on what the weather's going to look like. You know, I was good from 55 and in college. To me, it's just all about the situation and getting out there and just putting the best kick on the ball. I think we had three field goals. I think we're all right around 40. So, but that was also August in Chicago. So December in Cleveland. I think we have a contingency plan in place, and I think we'll sort of see what comes of it in the next 2 days. We got some work with a couple different guys today. The guy that did it last year, if you remember, Minnesota game 3 last year, I had to kick a PAT at the end of the game and would have been a field goal in the second half, and that was Brian Hoyer. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in him, and we were able to get a little more work with him today. And, got good hands. No, but, you know, it's just one of those things. We cover all our bases. I don't want to come Sunday to come around and be shocked. So, you know, we have a certain plan in place, and we just sort of follow through with it today. You know, Billy and I have a lot of the same thought process when negative things happen in games, and if you play the game long enough, something bad is going to happen. And I sort of think like a kicker, and he sort of thinks like me. So I could always sort of pull him up, and he could always pull me up. So, you know, obviously if we lose him for this game, that's going to be big for us. And, you know, when he has bad days, it's always good to have a guy around. And same thing with me. You know, to me, that's what is going to be the biggest loss if that ends up happening. Because, you know, I haven't really heard anything other than him not being out of practice today.